Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm David Martos. This is the 78th edition of the Mostra di Venezia, and we're here with Diana Elgirudi, director of Republic of Silence, out of competition here.
Diana, buongiorno.
Thank you very much for being with us today.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
This this film, which I would say is somehow hypnotic, cost you 12 years of making this film. Why so long, Diana? Explain it to the viewers and listeners.
It's a lot of responsibility, so it comes with a lot of cost. I wanted to make a film that is both honest and intimate with my audience and allow them in, but also at the same time reflect on something that is very intense and extremely from the outside world, a complex reality and era. Mm-hmm. And for that, I didn't want to just make a film or just do a job. I wanted to take time, you know, and I didn't know it would be that long, to be honest. It just took that long.
Your film, which is an emotional, I would say, puzzle, made of many, many clips, shot by you, shot by others, TV clips. When did you realize you were somehow gathering material for something, for a project? When did you realize this is going to be something?
It was very long into the process. I think it was probably 5 years after I started filming that, because I started filming for this film, it was a different approach. And then the world kept on changing, and I changed, and I realized that I was changing. My characters were changing. New characters I brought in as well later. And I think probably after 5 years, I was extremely angry and at myself and frustrated that things around me are moving me more than I am controlling the narrative. Okay. And I thought, okay, let's stop, write. You need this approach of writing and making everything on paper. Also, your feelings, your emotions, your doubts, your fears, your dreams, everything. And I would record a lot of sound also, not only notes, but also like a journal of what is happening around me, because I cannot film everything. There are things you cannot film, you cannot record. So, I worked with another filmmaker, Emad Davy, who was my supporter and who helps me verbalize things also and make sure something makes sense, some things don't make sense. And then I developed a new script and then went back to shooting again.
Okay. Okay. Your film is, I would say, an emotional journey throughout your life and the people surrounding you, and it's a complex film. I mean, you chose not to do a simple film, a straight film. You choose to do it complex, and I kind of read in the press book you said something like, life is not simple. How could I do a simple film, right?
Exactly. Yes. How can you, when you don't have the luxury of simplicity?
Yeah.
Yes, of course. Some stories are easy, not easy, but linear.
Yes.
You can tell them, like I was walking down
with
the street and this
yes.
happened. And some are not. And I think in cinema you can do that. In music you can do that. You can also mix and match a lot. And I was always impressed by those big pieces of music that where you can change, you know. It doesn't have to be linear, you know. And people connect. And those pieces stayed forever also. So I was hoping all the time that the audience would relate to the film in the same way you described. Like, why not? You know, like, they just go with the flow, even if it's a complex one.
Mm-hmm.
It allows you more as an audience to have your own interpretation of this film rather than only one interpretation, which is the filmmaker's.
Okay. And a final quick question for you, Diana. This film is also political, I would say. Political on your country, political on the situation of women. What does it mean that Venice selected this particular film now, today?
It is indeed a political film. It is indeed a political decision, I would say, in festival. Whether it is conscious or unconscious, I cannot tell.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I am proud to be a woman filmmaker, as I identify myself. And I think it's really important to bring narratives that are not from the history of mankind, but also womankind. Mm-hmm. We need mm-hmm. that narrative for the audience as well. So I hope more and more we will be seeing more and more filmmakers, female filmmakers also. In Venice and in other festivals.
Okay, this was a conversation with Diane Algirudi, director of Republic of Silence here in Venice. Thank you very much for being with us today.
Thank you, and have a good day.
Thank you, you too. This has been an interview from Venice. This is Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.